The American press is saturated with salacious stories about celebrities. The British press is too. But in Britain, the famous have an easier time getting courts to keep their names out of the papers. The latest case involves a well-known football or soccer player and his alleged affair. The player got the courts to issue a gag order on the story, but Twitter users took matters into their own hands, and they have named him over and over again. The Rose Laura Lynch reports on the legal and political fallout.
This afternoon, the legal silence over the identity of the famous soccer star was shattered. It took a calculated act of defiance in Parliament to do it. A member of the House of Commons, John Hemming, used the cloak of parliamentary privilege to name names despite a court order not to.
With about 75,000 people having named Ryan Giggs on Twitter, it's obviously impracticable to imprison them all.
Ryan Giggs, many in the U.S. have probably never heard of him. But the 37-year-old is a star over here, a star who didn't want to see any stories about an alleged extramarital affair surface in the press. So when the MP spoke Giggs' name, in spite of the gag order, the Speaker of the Commons was quick to slap him down.
Order. Let me just say to the Honourable Gentleman, I know that he's already done it, but occasions such as this, order.
The parliamentary naming of the player is the climax of a frenzied few days. The court injunction meant to suppress his identity instead fed a Twitter-led revolt. Thousands began naming him. After his lawyers asked Twitter to turn over the names of the offending tweeters, the numbers grew even larger. John Whittingdale, who chairs the Commons Media Committee, doubted there's anyone who didn't know who the soccer player is.
That you would virtually have to be living in an igloo not to know the identity of at least one Premier League footballer who has obtained an injunction, and that the articles, that the actions by thousands of people of posting details of this on Twitter are in danger of making the law look an ass.
And that is the serious question at the heart of this story about privacy, press freedom, and gossipy tabloids. The law in England declares both a right to privacy and a right to free expression. But the right to privacy has led to more than one injunction barring the press from naming the famous. Recent cases involve not just the player, but a top bank boss and even a prominent journalist. Lawyer and member of the House of Lords Helena Kennedy slams those who claim to be defending press freedom.
Let's be clear. The reason that most of the tabloid press want to write about footballers is about money. This is about the corporate world wanting to make lots of money. The way to sell newspapers is to have this kind of gossip. And so be clear that this is about money. And so when they dress it up as being all about free speech, is it really about that? And when you have MPs standing up and making a song and dance about footballers and about oppression, whose oppression are they talking about? The oppression of somebody on Twitter who just likes engaging with the gossip?
But the gossip has turned into a tense debate about just who can and should decide what the public should and shouldn't know, and whether anyone can even control it in this day and age. It's pitting politicians against each other and the courts, and the famous against not just the press, but those who live in the Twitter sphere. In the midst of all of this, Twitter executives in the U.S. have stayed silent, watching the storm rage all around them. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.